At South Puget Sound Community College in Olympia, students used to be able to have a quick smoke as they hustled between classes last year. Not anymore. Now every square inch of campus is a tobacco-free zone, meaning no cigarettes, no pipes, no chew, nada.
A lot of it had to do with health.
Kelly Pierce Brossett is spokeswoman for the college.
People who do not smoke didn't want to be exposed to secondhand smoke. So there was kind of this tension between the smokers and non-smokers, you know, even as we did enforce the 25 feet away from doorways, it was still a problem.
So were the cigarette butts custodians were constantly cleaning up. Some students suggested the solution would be an all-out ban of tobacco. After surveying faculty and students, administrators agreed, with one exception. They can't restrict what people do in private cars, even in the parking lot.
Some of the welding students, one of them has a truck. They have taken to putting lawn chairs in the bed of the truck, and on their breaks, they sit outside on the lawn chairs in the bed of the truck, and they smoke. And they technically are not in violation of our policy because they're in their vehicle.
While only a handful of schools have extinguished smoking campus-wide, several more are in the process of doing so, including Pacific Lutheran University and the University of Oregon. One school not considering a cigarette ban is the University of Washington. Jude Van Buren is director of environmental health and safety.
There has not yet been a groundswell on either side to cause me to believe we need to go to that.
Instead, the university juggles the needs of non-smokers and those who want to take a puff by maintaining about 40 smoking areas on the Seattle campus.
I know not everyone is happy, and probably that's good public policy when you're kind of in the middle of where everybody lands on this.
And if there's a key to making rules on campus stick, administrators agree it's getting buy-in from a majority of the students and staff. They say university police alone are no match for Joe Camel and the Marlboro Man. Charlotte Baer, KPLU News.